There are several reasons for this, but one stands out: government support. In India, state-owned companies invest more than $6 billion in coal mining and coal-fired power each year. State-backed banks provide some $10.6 billion in financing. Indonesia doles out more than $2 billion annually for consumption of coal-fired power. Japan and South Korea finance coal projects outside their borders too. Government support is hardly surprising. State-backed coal firms make money and create jobs. Wind turbines and solar panels provide power only intermittently. For now, dirtier power plants are needed as backup. Gas is pummeling coal in America, but remains a bit player in India and much of Southeast Asia, since it has to be imported and is relatively expensive. Disentangling coal from the region's economies is difficult. Indonesian coal companies are a powerful lobby. Not coincidentally, power tariffs favour coal over wind and solar projects. In India, coal subsidises passenger fees on railways, and heavy lending by state-owned banks has tied the health of the financial system to that of the coal industry. Nevertheless, governments betting on coal face three big risks. One is environmental. Emissions from coal plants that are already built, let alone new ones, will ensure that the world exceeds the level of carbon dioxide emissions likely to push global temperatures up by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius.